Today's Tech News. Daily tech news and commentary. Find us online at tech.quicksurf.com. Today's podcast is brought to you by audible.com. Get a free audiobook download at audibletrial.com/quicksurf. Over 85,000 titles to choose from for your iPod or MP3 player. Hey everybody, how's it going? I'm your host Adrian, coming to you almost live from lovely Phoenix, Arizona, here in Studio MC1 at QuickSurf Internet Media. Today's Tech News is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here. Do feel free to head on over to techpodcasts.com and check out all the other technology-related shows over there. I'd like to encourage everybody to visit us online at tech.quicksurf.com. You can find the links to all the stories that we talk about in the show notes, as well as you can subscribe to the show and download the show directly if that's what you want to do. And if you subscribe to the show, I thank you for doing so. It helps you get each and every episode as they are released, and it helps me to ensure that I get consistent download numbers so that my advertising will help pay for the bandwidth bill. So it's win-win for both of us. With that, let's go ahead and get into the stories for this episode, starting off at MarketWatch. Apple's spaceship will become Valley Icon. Now, this story here is really primarily Steve Jobs, the day after the WWDC keynote announcement, went to Cupertino's planning committee meeting for new buildings and such and so forth, presented a proposed extension to their Cupertino campus. It's on a different property located just down the street, and the building is a giant round building. It's about four stories tall, and it looks like a giant spaceship, and it will house about 12,000 people. So pretty interesting. Check out the story. Pretty awesome stuff. From Ars Technica in their Gears and Gadgets section, iFixit tears the chrome off a Samsung Chromebook. The excellent gadget repair experts at iFixit have torn apart a brand new Samsung Series 5 Chromebook to see what makes it tick, and they have published detailed hardware specifications and photographs of the system's internals. The Samsung Series 5 Chromebook is a laptop that's powered by Google's Linux-based Chrome OS, the first Chrome OS product that will be available to regular consumers. It was unveiled last month at the Google I/O conference in San Francisco during a keynote session and is expected to retail for $429. From Computer World, Facebook stirs privacy ire with facial recognition. This has been making the rounds as of late, and it's turning into a much bigger thing than I expected, so we'll go ahead and report on it here. Facebook's move to enable facial recognition across its entire social networking site is raising some eyebrows and possibly some legal woes over its privacy implications. On Tuesday, Facebook announced in a blog post that it was working to make it easier for users to tag photos of their friends and family members. To do this, it has been quietly rolling out facial recognition technology to a test group across the world's biggest social network since late last year. That means that Facebook will be able to recognize the faces of its 500 to 600 million users worldwide. The company will be able to identify you simply by face. A day after that announcement, data protection regulators at the European Union have stated that they are launching an investigation into it, according to Bloomberg. And authorities in the UK and Ireland are also looking into the matter. So this is, I agree with them. This is some pretty serious legal woes. I mean, I'm an iPhoto user and it has facial recognition, and that's fine because it's for my photos so that I can look at all the photos of, family members, and it's not public. With Facebook, that's another thing altogether. And how they implement it is really going to impact, the privacy of individuals. So I'm curious to see how that's going to go, but pretty interesting stuff. From PCMag.com, a Macintosh technician has been cuffed for rigging webcams and peeping on women. This is bad news. An Orange County, California Mac technician who allegedly rigged women's computer webcams to allow him to spy on them while showering and undressing in their homes was arrested Wednesday in Fullerton. Trevor Harswell, an employee of La Habra, California-based managed service provider Rezatech, was arrested on suspicion of installing software on a number of women's laptops that gave him the ability to photograph and video them. Fullerton police said that they had seized hundreds of thousands of still images and videos from Harwell's computer, including many of women undressing or changing clothes, according to the Associated Press. So, pretty interesting stuff. It's not clear if these, if he was doing this while carrying out his duties for Rezatech, or if this was something outside of that, or there's still a lot to be seen, but nonetheless, you know, don't do that. I mean, really? Come on, man. Also from PCMag.com, Microsoft planning its own tablet for 2012. Ooh, Microsoft could be coming out with its own branded tablet with the Windows 8 operating system in 2012, according to a DigiTimes report citing unnamed supply chain sources. The software giant would partner with Texas Instruments, possibly for the central processor and Taiwan-based components makers, the Tech Journal reported on Wednesday. The report did not mention any role for Nokia, which is heavily invested in Microsoft's Windows Phone 7 platform. So pretty interesting. Still, it's early, so we don't really know, but nonetheless. From the Washington Post in their business section, Microsoft is to announce TV service on Xbox and new Kinect games. Microsoft Corporation has announced plans to bring live TV and YouTube to the video game console at a press conference kicking off the Electronic Entertainment Expo, the gaming industry's annual convention, otherwise known as E3. The company says live TV would be offered by domestic and international broadcasters, but no other details were revealed. So pretty interesting stuff. You know, quite frankly, this isn't going to be that difficult to do. You know, if they're already broadcasting it digitally, it's not that difficult to take that same exact stream, or maybe one that's not HD, like an SD stream that's also MPEG-2, or maybe re-encode the digital video stream into MPEG-4 so that it's a little less bandwidth intensive over the internet. It's not that difficult to do. So, you know, they've already got the major production part of it done, and really it's just that's another endpoint, and they just need to, if they're even going to re-encode it, they just need to add an encoder there so that they just re-encode the live stream that goes off, you know, goes out over the air. So anyway, interesting. From CRN.com, Hewlett-Packard letter to Oracle hints of legal action over Itanium. Hewlett-Packard is invoking the specter of legal action in a renewed effort to get Oracle to reverse its decision to halt development of software running on Intel Itanium processors. Hewlett-Packard on Wednesday sent a formal legal demand to Oracle, asserting that Larry Ellison and company are legally obligated to continue developing software for Itanium. In the letter, which Hewlett-Packard isn't releasing, Hewlett-Packard claims that Oracle is violating legally binding commitments with Hewlett-Packard and with the two companies' estimated 140,000 common customers. It is our hope that Oracle will honor its commitments to Hewlett-Packard and to our shared customers, Hewlett-Packard said in a statement. However, if Oracle continues to disregard its commitments and continues to engage in conduct designed to deny choice and harm competition, we will take whatever legal actions are available to us necessary to protect our customers and the significant investments they have made. So this may end up in a court fight. Who knows? From Wired Science over at Wired.com, a new telescope opens a big eye to southern skies. Looking up from Chile's arid Atacama Desert, home to some of the clearest starscapes on Earth, a massive new telescope has taken its breathtaking photos of the southern night sky. The VLT Survey Telescope, or VST, uses a 268 megapixel camera. That's right, 268 megapixels. That's a lot of pixels, people. Over the next 5 years, it will capture 150 terabytes worth of visible light data, supplement existing surveys and help astronomers study the universe in fresh detail. Yeah, 268 million pixels per picture. That is a massive amount of data. That's awesome. So anyway, on June 8th, the first two VST images have been released. One is a 660 megabyte portrait of the Swan Nebula, which the website has pictured above. It looks spectacular. The other is an equally detailed shot of Omega Centauri, a star-rich globular cluster sometimes called the jewel of the southern night sky. So check them out. If you're a space buff, awesome stuff. I have a new photo that I will be adding to my collection of desktop wallpapers. So pretty awesome. That will do it for this edition of Today's Tech News. As always, everything we've talked about is linked up in the show notes. You can find those online at tech.quickshrift.com. And if you have not already subscribed, please do so. If you have, thank you so much for subscribing. And I will see all of you on the next episode. I'll see you then. Bye.